Welcome, listeners, to another episode of Dungeons & Pop, as we begin the first of a three-part one-shot in the Enter the Allyverse series. As you've noticed, we've been having a lot of guests lately, and we're going to continue to have some because people seem to enjoy them, and people seem to enjoy being on the show. The fun part is, if you want to be on the show, you don't even need to be a podcaster. Just join the social club in the links and sign up for one of our one-shots. We're happy to have new people on the show, and we're very much a collaborative group, so there you go. In this mass one-shot, we follow a trio of heroes who came together after teaming up with the premier superhero team, the Deadenders, and finding out about one of their family's legacies being besmirched in a sunny town in Florida and getting a little help from their new friends. Our promo for this week is Redgate and Wolf, a two-person Monster of the Week series that it's very interesting. It's got a lot of snappy dialogue and character interaction, and we hope you enjoy.
Is this thing on?
Can't you see the red light? God, how bad are your eyes?
I can see the red light, but no one said to talk.
Hi, I am Marie Redgate, and this is...
Angus McRae.
And we fight monsters, because those are real.
The boogeyman that you fear, they're real. That thing under your bed is also real. But we're here to fight them.
Kick their ass, but, you know, that's close enough.
Do you even really think we should be doing this?
I mean, who would believe a couple of monster hunters from a little town called Hendrix, which we're stuck in, thanks to you?
Thanks to me?
I would have been gone a long time ago if I still had a car.
But I guess you shouldn't have drove it off a bridge.
We interrupt this bickering to inform you that we are Redgate and Wolf, an actual play Monster of the Week podcast.
Wait, why? Why is it Redgate and Wolf? Should not be Wolf and Redgate? I do all the work, and as she talked about kicking ass, I do that.
You wouldn't be able to go anywhere to kick ass if I didn't drive you there.
Drive me. You drive me crazy.
Find us on your favorite podcast app now.
Greeting, listeners, and welcome to Enter the Allyverse, Florida's Fiendish Foe Flood, with a bunch of special guests. Guys, you want to introduce yourself and where our viewers, our listeners can find you?
I would say nose goes, but no one is on video, so that would be weird.
Probably just go top to bottom on the chat, or at least a voice chat, maybe.
Jason, who are you?
Who am I? An excellent question, and we will ponder that question for the ages. My name is Jason, and I keep for the Monster of the Week podcast, Memester of the Week. Yeah, I like long walks on the beach and reading in my spare time. Yeah, today I am playing the Beacon.
Hi, I'm Mr. Ray, and I am the keeper for $2 Creature Feature. And I enjoy not taking long walks on the beach because sand is coarse and rough and it gets everywhere. And I am going to be playing The Legacy.
I need to think of a tired meme. Hi, my name's Ollie. You can find me, this is a plug in itself of a podcast I'm not even in, but Redgate and Wolf. I guest over there sometimes. Thero, please have me back. It's great. You can also find me at OJWH Reviews on Facebook, where I talk about films and TV and stuff, but not stuff. Today, I'm going to be playing The Wronged.
Wait, that's a monster.
Did I say?
The Wronged?
Oh, yes. Whoops.
Wait.
I know what I'm doing. I'm preparing for two one-shots at once, okay? This is...
No, you're fine. I'm definitely there with you. Do you want to take another run at that?
I got where I messed up.
Today I'm playing.
Today I'm playing the Transformed.
Well, there you go.
Yep. And I figured then I got a little intro. You guys have heard it, but our listeners haven't because they're not in our secret chat planning for this.
Understandable. It would be weird if they were.
Hello and welcome to the Allyverse, a super universe that Eric and I threw together that we're going to be running this mass one-shot in. The Alleyverse is a place where magic and metahuman traits blend a bit, at least as far as a metahuman hero nerd, the Ally, is concerned. There are theories that metahumans come in waves, with those who still believe in the City of Mew considering it one such surge of superhumans in the distant past. In the sunny town of St. Augustine, things are not going well. While other cities like Detroit, Hollywood, and other cities have managed to get together such super teams as the Dead Enders, The Show, and The Unorthodox, many villainous meta have found the Florida city open for the reaping. Local government, already embarrassed by the incident of November 5th, 2018, that has made their city an internet joke, have reached out to whoever is willing to come to help out, help their town deal with this problem. I just realized the story I gave you guys earlier isn't even the right one. It's the wrong date. Ollie, this is how many, this is how bad it is for Florida, man.
Sure.
Okay. I think we would want to go, since we're doing a session zero, probably best for you guys to go in a little more into your characters, right?
Yeah, that probably sounds right, right?
Yeah, I agree. I'm a sheep. That wasn't me explaining my character. That was me memeing my agreements.
Oh, I thought you were like transformed like half man, half sheep. Because then you'd be...
I'll note that idea for later because that does sound cool.
Yeah, you could be a bad boy.
Oh, I like the tone of the session already.
All right. Do you want to go top from bottom or do you... Let's change this up because I think one of our characters actually has a little bit of a legacy we figured out, right?
Yes. I'll go ahead and go first. I'm going to be playing Jet Jarek, better known as the hero Zoom. Now, Jet's grandfather was the first Zoom, and he's a super speed, fast going, quick whipping hero, and he retired. And recently, there's been a villain who is wearing a suit identical to his grandfather's that showed up. And that inspired Jet to take up the costume. Now, Jet's powers are magical in base. And he gets his power from a mystic being named Agnar. And, like, Agnar came to him in a dream. And, like, at first, like, you know, Jet thought it was just a dream, just that. And when Renette woke up the next day, he had some, like, small measure of super speed. And that's whenever he was, like, let in on the family legacy of these abilities that were granted by Agnar. And to get into better focus, kind of like, think of it as microscope. And so if you look through a microscope, you can see something small. But you got to focus the lenses in order to see it better. And so Jet has tattoos on his arms and across his body that help focus this ability and this power. And yeah, that's how he uses abilities. Now, these tattoos are pretty closely guarded secrets, so Jet usually wears, like, his hero uniform is a full body suit with a helmet, but his arms and legs and stuff, like, he keeps covered, like, even in, you know, alter ego or real outfits.
Face.
Lots of long sleeve shirts for this guy.
Are you aware?
Yeah, in Florida.
Are you aware that Zoom is a villain in The Flash with super speed?
I am, yeah.
Awesome.
But it's...
I like that you...
It's very hard to find super speedster names that aren't already taken.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are like fucking 30 of them.
Yeah.
In like DC alone.
You know, that actually gives me an idea, Ray. I have kind of a suggestion for when the team first came together, if you mind me throwing an idea out there.
Absolutely. That's what this is all about.
Okay. Because I under your question for that, it says, all things considered, we did well and impressed an established hero. And I'm thinking, everything considered, I want to say it was Ally. Because he's the kind of nerd that would actually, you know, like, I feel like he would actually, you know, like, go bring that up, you know. He'd be like, you know, Zoom is typically a supervillain name, right?
My grandfather isn't a villain.
This is true. That's me, Ally being Ally. Yeah, I think Ally would agree on that. Still, I think he'd be pretty cool to know that you know, I think he'd probably talk to you about that too. This is a guy who wrote a, let's put it this way, Ally wrote and wrote a paper in middle school about how the Boston Tea Party was the start of the mass movement in the United States. That's how big of a nerd he is.
Nice. Sounds like me.
Can I request that you do Zoom's voice from the flack for the entirety of it? Because it's such a cool voice.
It's a very cool voice. I don't know if I could quite pull that off without distortion, but...
Fair enough.
Yeah, the one where they like hyper distorted his voice.
Yes.
It's because it's the guy who does Candyman who just has a great voice already, so I don't think it required much distorting beyond that. He just has a naturally deep and freaky voice.
Dude, I love that actor so much.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that they kept him on for like multiple seasons.
Okay, then we'll go with whoever wants to go next. I figured like we can do, as you guys introduce your characters, we can figure out the when our team first came together questions.
Ah.
And then once everyone's heard everyone's characters, then we can figure out the relationship since they're it's basically like how Monster of the Week, you figure out like who did what, that kind of thing. That way, so you guys have more of an idea of what each other has, so you can guys figure, we can workshop that out, if that works for you guys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Sure, I'll go next. Thanks for asking. My character's name is Shay. They had a pretty normal life until recently, decent grades, etc. They fell victim to some sort of terrorist attack, is what I wrote. Or maybe supervillain is more appropriate, but yeah. That left them very wounded, barely clinging to life. Thankfully, Shay's cousin works in a under testing medical clinic, not quite legal, but testing cutting edge procedures. So large portions of Shay's body were remade using cybernetics, think cyborg kind of character. But somebody issued Shay the wrong drip that night. A drip containing fluid designed to convert dead bodies into an advanced plant fertilizer. Essentially making them part cyborg, part poison ivy kind of thing. So they have plant affinity and techno, whatever the word is, technopathy. In terms of personality, they're a little bit like Frankenstein's monster kind of thing, running out into the streets, oh god, I'm a monster, blah blah blah. And I figured while they were cowering in an alley at one point, they saw the good old just seeing someone in trouble and thinking, well, screw it, I might as well use this for good, and went for it. But they're definitely not one to actually consider themselves a hero, because they don't have much self-love.
You know, I actually have an idea for that. You mentioned terrorist attack. I'm thinking in this case, this is a matter of, it was a Puma attack. They're kind of a rogue, they're a terrorist organization in the universe where they were rogue, they were originally like kind of like S.H.I.E.L.D., but it's kind of like the realistic thing. Like if you put someone like Thunderbolt Ross,
mm-hmm.
like an egomaniac in charge of making super soldiers, he went rogue,
mm-hmm.
which would mean that the replacement for them would have been probably what your relative worked for, and they actually work a lot with. It's kind of kind of a Doom Patrol where a lot of people that are there are the people who didn't go rogue, or it's all the they work with kind of like these people that have been turned into metas with less than normal situations. So it's kind of like adapting from that. Like one of the. Their Batman is kind of this soldier who she had been changed by Puma into like a lionfish hybrid.
Right. Cool.
Which I think that works together. And I actually have a suggestion for when our team first came together with the, how you mentioned they're kind of a Frankenstein meets Plant Man.
Mm-hmm.
One of the members of the Dead Enders is a monster hunter named of Greta, aka Stalker. And she has... And I think that she's someone who has encountered your character a few times because she has slowly been moving away from this whole, she started out where she's like, you know, like classic vampire hunter, and she's as working as a superhero, she's kind of had to grow from that. But then there's the fact that your character literally looks kind of like a zombie plant man.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have had issues.
Fair.
If that works for you.
Yeah.
And then we have one more.
Yeah, yeah. So my friend here, his name is Oliver White. And the basic character concept is like, what if we took Nightwing and we took Moon Knight and we just like threw them together and we made Night Knight?
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much who this is. He's the Phantasm. And he's just kind of mid-20s guy who recently moved to Florida and discovered that he could phase through objects. And after figuring that out, he said, oh, well, I can't do nothing with this. And so he started just cleaning up his local area, cleaning up his neighborhood and stopping purse snatchings and keeping drug dealers from, you know, kids and things like that. And so, yeah, that's kind of his thing. He wears this like black bodysuit and a thin black mask. And then over that, he has this gray cloak that he wears that makes everyone spooked out a little bit. And one of the things that he likes to do in a fight is he can phase partially through his cloak. So he'll use his cloak to distract whoever he's fighting and make them think that he's going one way, and then he'll just phase right through the cloak and get him with a sucker punch. But yeah, that's kind of his thing. He just can't, he can't not do this, knowing that he has the ability to.
Oh, nice. Oh, man, guys, I got a great idea. I know how we can combine all these things.
Wonderful.
Awesome.
So I'm under the saying it has fears on when your team first became together. We found signs that this incident was just the start of something bigger. What were the signs? I'm thinking you guys actually first came, kind of met each other in Detroit. If that worked for you guys?
Sure.
In the same city as the Dead Enders? Because I'm thinking with how all of the questions you got, or the suggestions you guys are going with, I think that you guys met there because that would have been where Shay would have encountered Stalker. It's where, and I think that you guys got involved in, you guys kind of got involved in a thing that the Dead Enders were looking into, that there was someone counterfeiting powers. And but then they kind of just stopped. Like the Dead Enders managed to stop the ones that were already given powers. This encounter happened where you guys all met, and I think maybe that while I was talking to Zoom, he might have been the one who informed you about. You shouldn't know. I've been hearing wrinkles down in Florida. There's this guy running around with your grandfather's costume. And he mentioned, like, we there's only so much we can do if all many men as there are actually fighting crime. And maybe you guys talked it out? Or maybe you guys got kind of, like, convinced. Or why won't you repeat that part out first? Before you moved you guys to Florida. But I think that would be that, like, we got all these things that kind of seem to me, it kind of, as GM, it kind of seems like they can work together, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's the question, sorry?
Sorry, I was just thinking that we could do like a small RP scene here.
Oh, right.
Because like having like how your guys' team came together.
Hmm.
Because there's probably someone counterfeiting powers. Maybe they were even like, I think maybe it's something where like, maybe there were even some of the things that you guys had. Like, I'm thinking like in the town of Detroit, there's actually like a zombie, weird junk zombie cult thing, which I think that kind of works together too with Shay, Ollie. That maybe when Stalker first encountered you, she thought you were one of these junk zombies instead of like what you were, if that makes sense.
Because
it almost sort of makes sense.
Yeah.
Shay's not a junk zombie. Shay is a zombie who happens to have junk on them.
True story.
But yeah, I think saying this scene, this is after you guys got involved with this counterfeit thing, Troy or allies finished talking with Zoom, secret probably paramedics all around. Ironically, there seems to be one of these junk zombies appears to be on the team as a woman, Renetta. She looks kind of like kind of like a Frankenstein monster where like she has these stitches, but she has this makeshift weaponry, kind of like Junkyard Ninja.
Mm-hmm.
She's probably like offering you guys a couple cups of hot chocolate.
Yeah, Oliver walks up and takes the hot chocolate and says, "Oh, yes, thank you. Thank you very much."
No, thank you. You needed to help. Whoever was doing this is getting left a lot of stuff behind. A lot of people behind. You did good work.
See, I think Jet, like, kind of just goes ahead and grabs it, and he's, like slowly blowing on it because, you know, he likes his hot chocolate cold.
I feel like Shay's probably skulking more in the shadows, not really wanting to approach.
And I think Renetta, standing around, like, she looks over at Shay and tilts her head slightly, but I think she kind of gives a nod. Like, she kind of gets it. It's kind of weird that she's out here looking like that, because, like, her skin is, like, you can actually see different skin textures. Like, it doesn't make sense she works. If that helps.
Yeah, she gets it. Oliver does not. Oliver walks over and has not like taken a sip of his hot chocolate yet, and just offers it to Shay. He's like, "Hey, you did good work too. Do you want a drink?"
I'm okay.
All right. Well, if you need anything or you want to hang out, let me know. It looks like we're going to be around for a while, and honestly, I could use a little bit of help in the neighborhood.
I'm no hero.
Well, you maybe not, but you can help. And that's a big part of it, right?
Shay kind of shrugs.
Besides, I mean, you know, you could scare the bad guys, and if you're not scaring them, then, you know, kind of worried you're going to join them. Not saying you would, but, I mean, you know.
Lower self-confidence further. Shay nods.
Can scare.
Yes, scare good.
I think Renetta kind of speaks up and looks at Zoom and goes, "Isn't that a little repressive?"
Yeah, I mean,
come on, man. She motions at her face.
I wasn't saying you were. I mean, if anything, you're an inspiration to our friend.
Shay doesn't even react.
Oliver slowly phases through the floor.
just out of not realizing that friend meant Shay.
I think Renetta. Okay, that's true. She kind of thinks about it. Our friend over there had something she wanted to talk to you guys about too, if you don't mind. And she bobs her head in the direction of a woman in a. Trying to make sure I'm getting the description right. Very much. She's a young woman with a weird. She has kind of a. She has a green hood and a green hood and skirt. There's like multiple wrappings. But Jay knows because they got they've been harassing them for a while. It's Greta who's kind of standing on. Ironically, I think she's kind of like standing off to the side, kind of stalking or like kind of like keeping the shadows.
What is it with everybody loving the shadows? I mean, why? Just be out if you're going to be out.
Shadows safe.
Shadows are not safe. You can't see when you're in the shadows. You're going to trip over something and hurt yourself.
Sometimes I think they like to use it for dramatic effect.
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
It does look really cool.
It does.
Shadows safe and dramatic.
It's one of those things I'm jealous I don't have a cape, because I think capes look super dramatic, but, like, there's, like, way too much drag for me, and, like, I just wind up, like, getting... Nah, it just wouldn't be a good idea.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I think Renetta, like, yeah, Well, I mean, she looks like if you didn't see her fight crime, you'd expect her to be in the middle of a slasher fic, right? I mean, look at all those knives.
Right?
I don't even have that many knives. And then that face paint. Yeah, I think that she's like, I don't know. I think they keep him around because, like, the ghost is sweet on her. Well, she had a lot of money, too, that, too. We basically work out of her house, all things being said.
Oh, that's awesome. And he immediately looks over at the other two. He's like, do you guys have money? Like, can we live out of your house?
Do you have $200 a month for a second bedroom?
And he like pats his side. My wallet's in my other pants.
Yeah, that's kind of what I figured.
I live in alley at the moment.
Well, we'll fix that, but yeah, we need to figure out some cash flow for that whole situation. Rent ain't cheap. Anyway, other superhero that wanted to talk to us that, you know, has an established history, maybe we should see them.
Yes, right. Right, yes. Let's go talk to the Shadow Mongerer.
Is that their name?
Renetta kind of laughs. You see her take out a notepad and writes it down. Oh yeah, I'm going to use that next time she annoys me.
You're welcome, citizen. That'll be $10.
Oh hell yeah, we're doing this for tips now.
Yes.
I think she looks up and she goes, you accept IOUs? Because I usually borrow my money from her anyway.
Yes, I accept I's, O's, or U's. Sometimes even Y's.
Would you like to buy a vowel?
She writes you out an IOU and hands it over.
Awesome. Also by the vowel. And he like, we'll fist bump you for that.
He fist bumps.
I'm going to change my name in the chat just so like everybody knows like my character.
Okay. Oh yeah, that will probably help. I should have asked that, my bad.
Yeah. It's okay.
All right, guys.
It helps me, so.
Okay, so I think as you guys head over, Greta kind of looks over at you. Let me see. I actually want to throw a move at you guys. She's mostly keeping her eye on Shay at the moment, but she just kind of, as you guys walk over, she kind of gives you a nod and goes, so, Ally says he talked to one of you about something that might need a little help with.
Yeah, he was saying that there's somebody in Florida, probably some Florida man, who is wearing my grandpa's costume and really not doing good for the old legacy. And, you know, any advice you have so I can find him and punch him really, really hard in the face will help.
Well, I've had to deal with a Florida man or two in my career. You really want to know the secret of Florida, man? She looks at you very seriously.
Yes.
Shaved Sasquatch. I'm not even joking.
Shaved Sasquatch. Like regular Sasquatch, or are we talking like Skunk Ape?
Yes. Well, you're a man of culture, I see. Yes, Skunk Ape. I'm just so used to people saying Sasquatch. Not many people.
I read a lot of Ripley's.
Yeah, I don't think it's a Skunk Ape for this, but I was looking into it while we were patching up things. I have a old, what do you heroes call it? Bunker. What's that other phrase?
Ali.
Bat cave. Heard bat cave a lot.
Bunker.
And she points over at Phantasm. You guys can use it. I think she pulls a key card out and says,
I can give some money for resources down there, but if it's anything like up here, we need you guys to just look into it, find out what's going on. Once you got a better idea, call us down. Understand?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Observe and report. Totally what we're gonna do.
Oliver just like nudges Shay and says, "Hey, no more alleys, huh?"
Yes.
She nods as she looks at Phantasm and zooms specifically and goes, "Just keep that one out of trouble. There's a lot of people out there who don't do well with people of a certain persuasion."
Well, isn't that a little reductive? I mean, what is wrong with Shay? I mean, I think Shay can blend in very well down there. I mean, it's Florida after all. Home of Daytona. And sunny Jacksonville.
No, I know, but I'm not. Well, let's just say I'm going by the term superhero because it's easier to deal with things than what my actual job is. I'm one of those, what do you call them? Those blades out there. I'm not a vampire, but family's got my own legacy of, actually, you know what? It's a long story. Let's just say my family first came to America, disappeared, and been hunting monsters ever since.
Okay, that's
cool. Thank you for the home. That was terrifying. Great.
Yeah, we're gonna go ahead and oh my gosh, we get to road trip. Yes, we're gonna road trip. Yes, we're gonna road trip down to sunny St. Augustine.
Do you even use a car?
Who, me?
Yeah, and can't you just run there?
Well, yeah, but I mean, can't you just run everywhere? But why don't you? Because it's a very long way, and cars are cool.
Fair enough. And seen.
Scene.
I've had enough. I've had enough of this scene.
Okay. Okay.
We all get on a Greyhound. Objectively the worst way to travel the United States. We all get on a Greyhound.
I like that none of us like have a car. It's just Greyhound.
Okay, and I think with that, I think we've had enough interaction. I think we could go over our relationships now. You guys got more of an idea of the characters you're interacting with.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I haven't chosen my legacy moves yet.
Okay, so let's start from, since everyone's names changed everyone around. Well, I guess it only changed two people around.
No, I think we all changed. Oh, yes.
Oh no, Jason's still at
top. Yeah, okay.
Okay, so with the beacon.
Cool, so what do you want to know?
We're going over the relationship, okay. The relationships.
Yeah, I think that Oliver thinks that Shay is really cool and they want to hang out with them more, and is kind of intimidated by Zoom and feels like they need to prove themselves because, like, they are literally just like a guy who's out here just doing things. And then he's like, okay, well, now I'm hanging out with this legacy who has kind of grown up with this and has experience. And so, like, they feel the need to, like, kind of want to prove themselves.
Aww. That, there.
Yeah, I think.
Before we started, that was, I had a look at the different playbook relationships and I predicted that that's how that would go.
Yeah.
So are we supposed to use the relationships that they have suggested?
Yeah. Yeah, and I will say you can adapt them loosely to like how Jason did. So it's, if you have a suggestion that's kind of the same vein too, I'll allow that too.
Hmm. Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I get you. Shay, do you want to go next?
Sure. I'm thinking, it could go either way, but my initial thoughts is that Zoom comforted me when I'm at my lowest, because they're the one I probably most see as actual hero and someone I aspire to be. And Jet's someone I maybe knew before I changed. I don't know how exactly, but yeah.
Zoom and Jet are the same person.
Oh, wrong way. I meant Oliver, not Jet.
Yeah, okay.
I have time for a thought on
that. I can't
that.
Do worse today. Yeah, sure.
What if Oliver was the one who found you during the incident that injured you?
Yes. Well, I was thinking because it was Shay's cousin that did the workup. But that could work, I guess, if...
Oh, no, I mean, like, your cousin did the workup, but...
Oh, found me
at
off.
The terror... Yeah, he's the one who found you when the explosion or whatever went off. Does that work? Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure. So I guess we were in the same attack and you helped me out of the attack kind of thing?
Yeah, maybe just like even in just street clothes.
Hmm. Okay, I like that.
All right, so I have two, and I think I trust Phantasm. And I've told them an important secret of my legacy. And probably, like, that secret is my tattoos. Like, I've probably shown them to you. And maybe, like, as kind of like a comfort thing, like, you know, I'm not really such a great hero. You know, I'm made just like you or something of that sort. And but the other one is the one that I'm kind of struggling with. And it's, you once got caught doing something that shames your legacy with... blank.
I can see a case for this that's not necessarily doing something wrong, but if you were seen with Shay generally, then apparently Shay's not seen very nicely, so I guess that would be seen as shameful or could be in certain contexts.
Yeah.
I kind of maybe something to throw out there, a way to further that. Maybe on your guys' trip to St. Augustine, someone was kind of mocking Shay, and maybe Zoom kind of super speed prank them or something.
Oh yeah, the old classic, you know, pull down, you know, pants them down to their boxers and knock them over, throw their shirt over their head.
Familiar territory here.
Yeah, yeah. Learned that one in grade school.
Cool.
And of course somebody took a picture.
There's just like a little bit of motion blur on the edge of the frame. It's like that. It's like that scene from The Incredibles where, like,
yeah,
Dash's teacher is just like, no, yeah, right here, this frame.
Yeah, I like that.
Zoom has a built-in arch enemy that's just like a regular fucking dude that met him on the way to Florida.
It's Johnny Matters.
At like a rest stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be. It'll come back later. It'll be the next arc. He's followed you to Florida.
Oh man, I have my own personal Jack McGee.
It's just like some dude that works at a gas station. Like, hold on. He becomes the J. Jonah Jameson of Zoom.
Yes. He's got his own blog and podcast, and he's I will expose him.
Expose him, and I will expose. He will expose you down to your pants.
I will expose him, for he once exposed me.
Whoa!
Yeah.
I didn't fully expose. It was just your boxers. Come on.
And I think as you guys get to St. Augustine, as you get to the location that Stockhart pointed you guys to, it just seems to be a warehouse. At first, with a little key card.
Cool. Looks like a lot of room.
Do you use the key card?
Yeah. Oliver snatches the key card from Zoom, just kind of very swiftly pickpockets him, and takes the key card and opens up the door.
Shay is fully prepared for that to be some kind of trap.
Then you swipe the key card, the device goes, designation, please.
New guys?
Group designated added, new guys.
Oh no.
And then the door, and then ironically the door to the warehouse, like the big door, doesn't open. It's just a door to the side. Like to an office.
Huh. Well, that's cool. I don't know why they have a key card here when the door's over there, but I'll take the jog. And he walks the 15 feet to the left and goes in the other door.
There's a stairs going down. As you enter, it's not an actual office. It's a staircase, weirdly enough.
Neat.
And I think if you want to, you can assess the situation if you want.
Yeah. Let's see, what's a assess the situation? That's a superior roll.
Correct.
Okay. I will roll that thing. All right, that's 7.
Okay, and at 7, you can ask one question.
I don't have the moves list.
Oh, okay. Here you go. I can post it quickly in the chat.
Basic moves. Here we go.
At least I could if it didn't stop selecting the.
All right, so let's see. On a assess the situation, I get one question. What here can I use to blank? What here is the biggest threat? What here is the greatest danger? Who here is most vulnerable to me? And how could we best end this quickly?
I just realized that probably wasn't the best move, but I figured it was the closest one to fate. To reveal something.
Is there a roll 20, by the way? Because I didn't have it.
Oh no, I just made my own.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a super investigative game. I mean, like, pierce the mask would be the only other thing, but like that's character to character. It's not like a situational thing. So assess the situation makes the most sense. I'm gonna ask, what here can I use to get into this bunker safely, other than the key card?
Okay, as you're examining, you're wondering about this. I feel like you kind of, as you're looking this over, Phantasm kind of takes him, goes on the stair, and he's looking around, and you find this thing, and you realize there's another entrance to the back. It looks like it has a hand scanner, and you get the sense that you could probably whatever's downstairs, you could probably set that up too. But there's something else you kind of figure out as you're looking at it. The reason why it goes this way is you get to a window where you can look inside, and it looks like the inside, the actual, like, the upper warehouse is it looks almost like it's a trap for vampires.
Okay, you can't just say that. You have to tell me what a trap for vampires looks like.
You're looking inside and you see these devices that look like they're UV light projectors. There's some kind of sprinkler system that's set up, and you're thinking about what Stalker told you previously, and you get the sense that like. The actual bunker is underneath the warehouse, but the warehouse itself was set up so that if they thought anyone was following them, they could go inside, and if they were being followed by like a vampire or something, they would go inside and they could just trigger it, and it would hit them with like everything. It would basically be like a death zone for a vampire, or at least like they can't get, you know, like, I gotta get the heck out of here.
Okay. Yeah, you can't just tell me. Oh yes, this looks like a vampire trap, and not.
Yeah. That... Sorry, that was my bad.
We're fine. So yeah. So essentially, like, okay, the bunker is the downstairs area.
Yeah. And I think if you guys go downstairs, it's very Batman, Batcave-ish. There's like a rack of armaments. There's what looks to be an older computer, but it was high tech maybe 20 years ago. There's even like a little this set of motorcycles.
Cool.
Ooh.
Nice.
Zoom is a kid in a candy store right now.
Hmm.
He's like going to the armaments and like looking at every weapon and like picking up and like super speed, like messing with each one, like wah, 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 and then like setting it back and then getting a different one and like, you know, just waving it around. And then, you know, he's going everywhere to look at it. He like goes to the computer and he looks at the others. He's like, hey, my laptop can do this stuff. And then like he'll like run to the motorcycles and like just sit on it and I'll start it up and just go brum, 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 brum.
Cool.
Shay is just standing awkwardly, not really sure what they should be doing.
Yeah, and Oliver is also just kind of standing there and dropped their rucksack and is just like, Zoom, do you see like a couch anywhere or like a sink, an apartment, a bed?
Yeah, I mean, it's, yeah. Should I like roll something for this or do you want me to just go ahead and narrow out what I think is there?
Whatever you think is there, I mean, best way to do it, then we'll just as, or like, you know, I'll make any additional notes on it.
Yeah, that works. Yeah, so Zoom kind of, well, I mean, he zooms off and then he like super speeds back and he's like, okay, so it seems like this was maybe like an old, like bomb shelter kind of place. But like, you know, a little more advanced than like what you would imagine. It's not like a hole in the ground, but like, you know, there's individual rooms for, you know, several people. There's not much to the rooms. Like it's like a cot and, you know, a little side table lamp. There's a library here. A lot of cool stuff. A lot of stuff about monster slaying, or at least what I'm seeing. As far as like in the living apartment and stuff, like it's there, but it's not extravagant. I don't know how permanent this was meant to be. I imagine monster slayers like to keep on the move because, you know, monsters be chomping.
Hmm.
Yeah, but we have a burner, we have a sink, we have a fridge, we have a shower, toilet, all those count for?
Yeah.
All right, Shay, welcome home. And Oliver walks off to put his stuff down in a room.
How many beds are there?
I would say as you're looking around, there's two beds, but I think as Zoom was looking around, he did find that there is one bed that's a pull away from the wall.
Shay goes and makes himself on that one.
Okay. And I will say that one is actually, you guys actually saw him do this because it's right in the room you guys are in. It's like right by the console. It's like kind of like almost like a, okay, if the alarm, you kind of get the sense that like, okay, if alarm went off, go time kind of bed.
Oh.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got the Murphy bed. I'm jealous.
Was that in character?
Yeah.
Who's Murphy?
You know, that's a really, really good question. I don't really know. I just know that they're called Murphy beds. I imagine it was named after the great inventor Charles Murphy. Wait, no, that's Eddie Murphy's brother.
Charles Murphy.
You hear the computer go off searching Charles Murphy.
It just pulls up that Rick James clip.
it just pulls up the Rick James clip. It's like, what is it? How does it look? It's like, I'm Rick James, bitch. Right? Is that the one I'm thinking of?
Yeah. That's
the bit from Chappelle's show. We can't keep that in. He might sue us. Probably not, because you probably never hear about it, but can't keep that in.
I think it's short enough that it counts as parody.
The bed is named after William Lawrence Murphy, a Irish immigrant to New York, who wanted a creative method to make space in his small apartment. There you go. So some dude who moved to New York was like, hey, I need to be able to live here, but also I need to sleep.
Hmm.
What if I folded my bed
into the wall? That's
and that's what happened.
Nice.
That's next tier. Bravo.
And then I think as you guys are setting up, I think about maybe 10, 15 minutes later, you hear an alarm from the main room with the computer. What do you do?
What is that?
Zoom's going to grab a sword from the armory.
Oliver phases through the door of like his new room and is just like looking around.
Shay looks towards the computer and with technopathy instantly understands whatever the alarm's about.
It seems to be the alarm comes up. It's a paranormal alert. There is someone manifesting supernatural abilities downtown, and they seem to have turned a local park into a danger zone as the plant life has started to grow and attack people. It's like right in the middle. And this is the worst part that comes up on it, because it's bringing up all the stuff. And apparently, there is a children's birthday party in the middle of this park right when this set off, as the plant life is mutating and evolving and attacking people.
Oh, that's my area. Is everyone else looking at the computer then? Or
yeah.
At this point? Or okay, yeah. So we all see this.
Yeah, Oliver runs over and grabs a bike and prays that there's keys.
There isn't keys on the bike, but there is a what looks to be like a flat panel for like placing your hand.
Ooh.
Oliver like tries the key card to it.
Okay, and then you see like a light go across it, and it you hear a jingle voice. Please place your hand on cycle for bio lock initiation.
He does that. He does that thing.
You see a light go across your hand, and it starts up.
Okay, that's really cool.
So now isomorphically locked to all of us specifically.
Yeah, that particular motorcycle is locked to Oliver specifically. And is Oliver going to let the others know that's how you set up the motorcycles? Or?
Yeah. Oh, okay, this is how this works. They're kind of open right now. Just put your hand over the control panel here and it'll let you drive it. I hope I picked the really cool one.
Ooh. Zoom's gonna go over to one and like get on and scan his hand in.
He goes biolock initiated.
Oh.
Welcome new user.
Once again, Oliver is just very confused and looks over at Zoom and was like, how what why
do you want me to be tired whenever I show up to fight the big plant thing?
We need to work on your stamina.
Need to work on your stamina.
This were Red Game Wolf. That would be some sexual remarks.
Oh, yep. Oh, yeah. I knew it as soon as I said it.
We need to work on your stamina.
Not right now. We have a mission.
Oh, I have a mission.
Shay goes up to a motorcycle, looks at their metal hand and their plant hand, and picks the plant hand. Hopefully that'll work.
I think you kind of see it scans over it, and then it scans over it, and it scans over it for a moment. And he goes, bio anomaly detected.
Yeah, that figures.
Hey, Shay, can't you just like plug into it like you did the computer?
Gotta jack in.
Oh, yeah. Shay then dusts the computer hand and realizes they can do that.
Okay, you unlock it, and you realize something kind of neat with these motorcycles.
Mm-hmm.
They have some gadgets built in.
Ooh.
You're pretty sure you can, the tires will actually, they look like they're rubber, but there's something, they're almost a different material. And you realize you can actually turn them where they have spikes will come out for off-road, or even if you want to, offensive maneuvers.
Oh, that's cool.
Bike wheels, nice. Anything else, or just bike wheels?
It has
We discover it as we come up with ideas.
I would say discover it as you come up with ideas. It probably has some other things, but I'll leave that up to you, because I figure that'll work under activating your powers.
Cool.
Since that's technically one of your powers.
Mm. Okay.
Or no, unleash your powers. That's my bad.
Yeah.
All right, and then as you do this, you also realize that you're doing the technology with the bike. So you find the control to unlock the secret ramp out of the facility. As you bring it, you activate it, and it comes down. And it looks like it actually comes. Ironically, the bikes come out of the opposite side of the street.
Ah,
whoever sets this up owns a lot of money. This is Batman level Bojango, or whatever the word is. I don't want to dry brain.
Awesome. I think we should zoom out.
Dungeons & Pop is a tabletop variety show. The one shot you have been listening to is part of the Enter the Allyverse miniseries, as we explore different superhero themed tabletop systems to see which one works best for continuing with the story we want to tell. The episode you just listened to involved using the mass system as part of the Powered Up by the Apocalypse system.